The House Geeks Real Estate Show is sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. I'm Kirk Duckwell. Joining me is Chad Vandelot. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. You can also check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools, along with a bunch of great videos about the home buying or home selling process, along with just general happenings in the real estate world. You can follow us on our Facebook page as well, where you can watch us record live most Tuesdays and see funny things happen, like mics falling on the table and things like that. All right, we'd like to thank Network Title for having April Bryan and Heather Carey come out today to talk about why title companies are so important. You know, this is a piece of the process that quite often gets overlooked so easily. I mean, I know when we're filling out representation contracts, it's like two check boxes. Do you want to pick a title company, or do you want your agent to pick a title company? And, you know, very, very rarely is it ever selected that the buyer wants to pick that company. And I can tell you this, from being in this business for over a decade and just seeing the different levels of service different companies provide and the headaches a bad title company can cause versus a good one, it's worth doing some due diligence on that. And, you know, we shopped around when we got into the business and tried different companies. And, you know, when we first got into this business, we had our, you know, big box real estate company pushing their title company on us. And we definitely ran into that, you know, more of a service difficulties, that 9-to-5 thing, which we'll get into in a little bit here. But really wanted to kind of start off with, you know, what does a title company do?
Well, like you mentioned, we are really kind of behind the scenes. A good title company, I guess, in my opinion, is going to get you to closing with minimal involvement by the client themselves. We'll get the title clear. We'll take care of all of your documents with your lender. We'll have everything ready for you once you get to the closing table. Occasionally, we have to involve you. We'll ask you for things in advance just to help us to get through that process. But we do a lot of behind the scenes stuff, really.
And what does that mean, get the title clear?
So your real estate title is what holds records for all of your mortgages that you've taken out, all of the transactions between you and your seller and their seller. Those are all recorded at the county level. So we just make sure that all of those documents were done appropriately, if any mortgages were paid off, that they're satisfied properly, make sure that everybody who held title to the property deeded out of the property. We basically make sure that when you sell your property to your buyer, that you are giving your buyer clear title, and that as you're buying a house, that you're getting clear title.
You know, I know you breezed over it a little bit as the behind the scenes. Well, no, with the behind the scenes work, a good explanation with the clear title part. But, you know, I look at you guys as that glue that holds a transaction together, and there's a lot of things that are going on. So what is, I know that you deal with the county, I know you deal with the other side of but what are the different pieces? Kind of walk us through when you get a purchase agreement, mm-hmm. For, let's say, a buy side, what are the steps that you guys take care of?
So you write a purchase agreement and you send it to us. We reach out to your lender. We make sure that your lender gets us what they need to get, which is a title order. They give us all the details on the loan transaction. We reach out to the county, get county records, make sure that the title to the property is all documented appropriately so the seller's side can make sure that they clear anything that's on the title. We arrange with the lender to get all the documents ready for the closing, get all the figures settled with the lender. We coordinate with the seller's closer to make sure that the seller's numbers are all appropriate, and make sure that everything is done so that way when we get to your closing that we have everything ready for you. So,
and then you also have arranging for the title insurance, right?
Yes.
Buy side and sell side.
Yep. And so we provide you as the buyer with title insurance, an owner's policy for you and a lender's policy for your lender. Owner's policy for you is it's pretty standard. It's an optional charge, but it does protect you from anything coming up in the future.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah, it's a very deep topic. But yeah, yes. It's a very protective.
So do you guys hold multiple licenses then as well?
Well, we hold a business license. We hold the closers.
Notary.
Yep, the closers all have closing licenses. We have our notary license. And then our abstractor has an abstracting license.
And then insurance license too?
Yep, we are an insurance producer license as well, yep. So yeah, lots of different licenses.
There's a lot of things going on in that background.
There's a lot
of
things going on,
you know, and I mentioned that glue that holds a transaction mm-hmm. together. And I've seen the failure of this where, you know, I'm just doing what I do, going out, showing houses, doing listing appointments. And I think to myself, huh, I have a closing tomorrow, you know, mm-hmm. that's coming up. I don't think I've seen anything come inviting me to this said closing, you know. And so, you know, call up the title company and, you know, they didn't invite anybody. They didn't let anybody know. They're like, oh, we told the lender. You know, it's like, wow. Yeah.
And mistakes like this can be very costly because as the purchase agreement is written, technically, if the closing doesn't happen and arrangements haven't been made to extend that closing, mm-hmm. you know, it can do some strange things to that purchase agreement and get people out of contract.
Mm-hmm. Well, even with the lender, they have, you know, they have to do their points and everything.
Locked
like
interest
that.
Rates.
Locked
yep.
interest mm-hmm. rate.
Yeah. So, I'm just amazed on, you know, I feel like you are just right there in the office with me, mm-hmm. you know, assisting with this process, you know, that, oh, here, can you take yeah. care of this or get that? And, you know, versus this just entity that yeah. exists off in space somewhere.
We really are kind of an assistant to the agents, an assistant to the loan officers. You know, we really do kind of do a lot of facilitating between a lot of parties. Any real estate transaction purchase has a seller, has a buyer, has a lender, has an agent, has a seller's agent. Well, there's a lot of different people involved, and to get all those pieces coordinated, that's kind of our...
And that's what we do. We have to make sure everybody's talking, or have you talked to anybody, to make sure that everyone knows what's going on.
Well, I get the question, oh, Kirk, are you going to be there at closing? I go, yeah, more than likely I should be at closing. You know, I like to go to my closings. And I say, though, but I'm really not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit there and drink coffee and eat cookies because, you know, as an agent, there isn't much for me to do except for maybe look over a couple pieces of paper. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I have something that I need to sign. But it's really you guys that facilitate that closing. You go through all the documents and explain everything to the buyer or the seller that they're signing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
now you do nothing at the closings when things are set up properly.
Yes.
You know,
well,
that
yes.
goes
yes.
back to having that good team involved, yes. specifically a good title company, a good loan officer, a good agent, and good communication among all of the parties from both sides of the transaction.
So, you know, I've kind of expressed the things that I really like about the people at Network and how the process goes, but, you know, what is it that we see as far as some of the differences between title companies? You know, does the size of a company seem to make a difference? Have you noticed anything as far as when you're dealing with other title companies?
I do. I think, I think we take it a little bit more personally. I think we tend to see the human behind the transaction. And, you know, if a closing is possibly going to be delayed, you're looking at people's lives that are delayed.
We try to work with the customers knowing that.
Yep. So, you know, you had mentioned 9 to 5. We don't work 9 to 5. We are in the office usually 9 to 5 and a lot of times past 5. But we answer our emails and respond and deal with things outside of the office all the time just because we know that any transaction can be delayed just because something wasn't responded to in a timely manner.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's quite often that 8:30, mm-hmm. 9 o'clock at night before a closing, that something may come up from the loan officer or whatever it might be. And to keep that closing timeline so we don't have mm-hmm. a delay, you know, we need to resolve it mm-hmm. right then
it
and
needs
there.
To be, yeah. Even just a simple answer at the time can be the difference between something being delayed and not being delayed. A lender knowing at 9 o'clock at night that they can send out a closing disclosure is crucial to a transaction if it doesn't go out before midnight with the trade guidelines. So, yeah. I mean, there's certain things that we have to deal with after hours.
I know that, talking about that the bigger title retailers, tended to be tied to the bigger real mm-hmm. estate companies. That's where, you know, anytime after 5, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just getting mm-hmm. the answering machine. And that, you know, that's what caused me to make the switch mm-hmm. early on is, you know, things happen at any time of day with it. Chad, do you have something? You look like you were.
No, I was in complete agreement. You know, I really appreciate when I get emails from the title company at 8 or 9 o'clock at night. That lets me know they're working through the process at the same hours that us real estate agents are working. And they're working the same hours that the good loan officers are working. And, you know, there's a lot of money at stake and inconvenience at stake, and potential liability at stake if things don't fall into place at the appropriate times. And there's a lot of balls in the air. You know? There's a whole lot of them. So when you have that team that does communicate effectively, your likelihood of having a positive experience goes up quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I know I have, you know, I have the owner's cell phone number, and if I need to, I will call that. I try not to. It's absolutely necessary. But, you know,
and she will answer.
Yes,
will answer.
Yeah. And so it's having that, the difference. And we're going to talk about, you know, maybe some of the things to look for when shopping around for title companies. But yeah, it is so important. It's hard to express because it is so in the background. But once that purchase agreement is written, you know, the loan officer's done the pre-approval. You've provided, they're, you know, the title company's the one pushing this whole transaction to closing. You know, so they're really a vital part of the transaction. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be back in just a couple of minutes.
Attention real estate agents and homeowners. Did you know that even in a strong market, you can increase your sale price and shorten your time on the market? Check out Summit Staging today and see how many of their staged listings sell for thousands of dollars more than the other comparable homes in the area. With a pay only if it sells pricing, you have nothing to lose. Visit them online at summitstagingllc.com. That's summitstagingllc.com.
Have you got your tickets yet for the Blue State Ball? Time is running out. They're going fast. Hi, it's Mike McEntee. I plan to be at the Blue State Ball on March 10th. Will you be there? Norman Goldman will be. So will Tom Hartman, who will be signing his books. So will our own Matt McNeil. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry, gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Otto, Paul Metza from AM950's Wall of Power Radio Hour will be playing the music for a jamming good time. Food from D'Amico, Minnesota Brew Drinks from Obibulous, you won't want to miss it. Mark your calendar now for March 10th at the Blaisdell. VIP reception with hors d'oeuvres and a hosted bar at 5:30 p.m. and general admission at 7 p.m. And then get set for some inspirational speeches from some great speakers. It's made possible with the help of our sponsors, Howling for Wolves, Common Good Books, and Northern Sun. So go to am950radio.com right now and get your tickets for the Blue State Ball. See you there.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall from the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. As many of you may know, home values are up for the fifth straight year in our area. Are you now thinking about selling and curious what your home is worth in today's seller's market? Then check out HouseGeeks.com. At HouseGeeks.com, you will find the best free home evaluation tools in the Twin Cities. You will also find many other great resources for tracking our market or just your local neighborhood. Again, that is at HouseGeeks.com.
Kevin Ross here, inviting you to our brand new store called Ombibulous. What does Ombibulous mean? It means one who enjoys alcoholic beverages of all sorts. Ombibulous is a Minnesota maker's market. Unlike traditional liquor stores, we feature only craft beer, wine, and spirits made here in Minnesota. We are ready to guide your selections, where you can build your own 4 or 6 packs. Find us at 949 Hennepin Avenue East in Northeast Minneapolis or online at ombibulousmn.com.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. Today, talking about why are title companies so important in the transaction and what they do. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. So we were just discussing, some of the, what a title company does, what are some of the things they should do. How do you find, between the bigger or smaller companies, does speed of a smaller company facilitate a quicker closing if needed?
Oh, I definitely think so.
Oh, yeah.
We've had, just last week we had one we picked up one day and closed it the very next morning. So,
wow.
We can have a lot more internal control and saying this needs to get done now. The bigger title companies tend to have a lot more processes in place that have to be
followed. Yeah, I thought you'd need at least a week.
There's a lot of pieces involved, but a cash transaction and it needs to go, we do it. What is the one we're closing today? We got it yesterday. No, we got it the day before. Friday.
Friday, yep.
So yeah, but still closing. Friday closing Tuesday. So mm-hmm.
I can speak firsthand to this. I sold my house and the original buyer was not able to perform, but there was another buyer that was able to perform with cash, and an under 24-hour turnaround, Network Title was able to set it up so the new buyer could come in and purchase my outgoing home, so I had the funds to close on my incoming home the very next day.
Wow. Yep. That's, well, you talked about last segment, a lot of balls to juggle.
There is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
To make that happen. What would you say, and feel free, anyone, to chime in as far as what do you think would be good questions or good things for buyers or agents to ask or request of, to check into when researching title companies?
First and foremost, do you end your job at 5 o'clock? That has been a huge benefit that good title companies and usually, smaller family-owned title companies have provided in the past, in my experience.
The after-hours.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, I think that's definitely a key point.
I think customer service has a lot to do with it, too. Pricing and title insurance, specifically in Minnesota, we are all tend to be within the same price range. There's some that are maybe a little bit higher, some maybe a little bit lower. We tend to be right around average. But our customer service is, not to pat my own back, but I do feel that our customer service is top notch. We see the human part of the transaction and not just the paperwork. So if it means getting somebody in their house or getting their closing closed so that way they can sell and get into their new house, we're going to get it done. We're going to do whatever we can to get it done. We're going to offer suggestions to get things done that, maybe are a little bit more difficult and just see the transaction as a whole rather than just the paperwork part of it.
I think you bring up a really good point as far as seeing it for, working with people. I know when we were talking about putting the show together, you had mentioned, that different companies may have policies that get in the way. Mm-hmm. And that's that right there. Is corporate policy mm-hmm. going to get in the way of common sense yeah. of dealing with an issue?
It does often. Mm-hmm. Just like now, we had a closing. We knew the money was not coming, but it was over. It was $1,100 we were waiting for. We could have cut checks with that, but their policy was over this amount, we can't do anything.
So. And for us, that same transaction, if you're looking at your short $1,100, but you need to fund this transaction, I can hold my title company check and say, you know what, until I get this money, I'm not cashing my check.
Right.
Let's let everybody else go about their business and get the day going. You're looking at some of the other title companies. No checks are going to be cut. No, nobody's going to walk away. You're all going to sit in a closing room for maybe 4 more hours waiting on that $1,100 wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, corporate policy that I've seen so often, more so on the lending side mm-hmm. from a realtor perspective, mm-hmm. but, corporate policy getting in the way of just common sense. Mm-hmm. I had a scenario where clearly the loan officer made a mistake and did not deliver the amendment with the new price to the appraiser. So the appraised value came in at the purchase price of the original purchase agreement, not the counteroffer, exactly to a T. And I called the appraiser, you know, and when I went back to him, he's like, well, you know, I gave it for review and our policy says we have to stick with the original appraisal. I'm like, well, your policy, you made a mistake. You know, they're never, ever going to get my business again.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't have gotten it originally anyway, but my client wanted to use them. So, but yeah, I mean, it ended up costing him $2,000 because he had to bring $2,000 more to the table because of the bad appraisal, all because of just big bank policy. You mentioned a little bit about the the wire rules. Do you see policies regarding POAs as well, power of attorney?
Power of attorneys. There's at least a few of the bigger title companies that will not allow a seller to sign certain documents by a power of attorney. And you know, for the most part, you can use a power of attorney for a closing if you are out of state and you're a seller. But there are certain situations where you really need a power of attorney. I've had incapacitated sellers who signed a power of attorney 5 years ago that's still valid, and it says that they can be used while it's, you know, while the person is incompetent or incapacitated, and title companies that say, nope, can't use it. And it's like, well, I also can't allow somebody to sign a document incapacitated either. So it's this situation where your big policies, your big corporate policies are standing in the way of a closing happening.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know that was one of the main reasons we went off and you know, how Bricks was started was there was a lot of policies that we were dealing with and things that there was so many levels to get around it. It's like, no, it's making life more difficult, more costly for our clients and really doing nobody a favor.
Yep.
Just trying to protect their pocketbooks.
Yeah.
We only got a couple minutes before the next commercial break, but I want to start talking about title insurance. And, you know, quite often I get that question, especially from cash buyers. Do I really need this? This seems expensive. Seems like I don't need it. There's really no chance that anything's ever going to come up. Briefly, before the next break, I probably will need to go into the next break on this one. But when we come back, getting into, you know, what is title insurance there for and how that plays into the not only the purchase side, but when it comes to selling the home, how that's important. Because I think now that the days of abstract are gone, that's a big piece of the pie to help with facilitating the sale later on down the road.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to take that commercial break. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com, where we have the latest and greatest searching and researching tools and a ton of videos, past shows. Recently put up one of our home buyer classes on there, buyer and seller tips, you name it. It's there. Check it out, housegeeks.com. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall from the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. As many of you may know, home values are up for the fifth straight year in our area.
Are you now thinking about selling and curious what your home is worth in today's seller's market? Then check out HouseGeeks.com. At HouseGeeks.com, you will find the best free home evaluation tools in the Twin Cities. You will also find many other great resources for tracking our market or just your local neighborhood. Again, that is at HouseGeeks.com.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Believe it or not, it's time for spring cleaning. Okay, it's a little bit early to call it spring cleaning, but it's your last chance to save huge on carpet cleaning from Zero Res. With their patented power water, your home will smell fresh and clean and not like a janitor's chemical closet. And this month you can get 3-room Zero Res clean starting at $129. Plus this month you can still get a great deal when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Is it time to downsize, but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today we'll have a high near 46 with some morning drizzle. Tonight there'll be a low around 34 and possible more drizzle before midnight. And tomorrow we'll see temperatures around 32 with 3 to 7 inches of snow possible. The Eat Local Minnesota Restaurant of the Week is Victor's 1959 Cafe. Come enjoy traditional Cuban recipes in a relaxed, casual, and festive Cuban environment. Located at 3756 Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. And for more details, visit eatlocalminnesota.com.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. Today we're talking about what you need to know about title companies and what title companies do, the things to watch out for when shopping around for title companies. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com. We have April Bryan and Heather Carey is going to do the military, Carey Heather.
It's all right. Happens often.
From Network Title, talking about the title process. And one of the things, one of the main things I really wanted to do this show, and because it comes up so often, but talking about title insurance. Mm-hmm. Because it seems that every cash transaction I come across, or a lot of them, the person is trying to save some money and avoid this. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, if you are using a title company or using an attorney, that you need to have an owner's policy in place, correct?
In Minnesota, you do have to have either an owner's policy or a title opinion in order for you to purchase to close on a real estate purchase. So for us to be able to close a transaction, if we do not issue you an owner's policy and you're a cash buyer, then you have to have an attorney's opinion provided to us, and then we can close.
Yeah, I mean, I think so often people are just looking at it from the saving money, and when looking at the attorney's opinion, from what I found, is it's just as much, if not more expensive.
And it's really, an attorney's opinion is an opinion.
That's right. All it is.
That's all it is.
It's an attorney's opinion.
Right. And there's no insurance. There's nothing backing it.
Nope.
Whatsoever.
And if this insurance wasn't important, do you think that the lenders would require the buyers to purchase title insurance for them if it really wasn't important?
Good question.
I've used that argument.
No.
I mean, and you're right. So, you know, every home purchase that I've seen with financing, the lender requires this. This
lender
is a
does
must.
Require it.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a must
the
to protect
is,
them.
Yeah. The lender is borrowing you, you know, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars. They want to make sure that money is free of risk.
So what is that policy really covering?
That covers, so on your typical insurance policy, if you're looking at an insurance policy of your car, you're protecting anything that happens now. An owner's policy of title insurance protects you from the time that you purchase and anything going backwards.
Right.
So it protects you from any interest that anybody else had in the property. It protects you from any interest that any bank had in your property. It protects you from anybody claiming any kind of interest in your property. So somebody could come back and say, my brother had an interest in this property and never deeded out.
Right.
I want that property back.
It almost is like a warranty. It's not, right? Yeah. Because you can get a warranty on your vehicle, and if something's wrong with it when you bought it and it gets discovered later, then it gets
fixed. Say somebody who died in the past and all of a sudden they said, yeah, grandpa owned that, or my great grandfather owned that. I actually own this property. Policy will cover you on that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and yeah, I mean, that's usually the instances that I've come across is a family member with part ownership that is passed away or something along those lines.
You'll see a lot of mortgage satisfactions that are missing that it gets used for. Really, I think, for the most part, when we see an owner's policy in use, it's going to be because you're selling your property and you need to have that protection of something that didn't go right at the closing when you purchased it.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, this is what gets overlooked, is we used to have the days of the abstract where it kind of traced the history of all the owners of the property. If you lost this abstract, it would cost thousands of dollars to get rebuilt. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's basically been replaced by title insurance.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, so you used to either get an abstract or you'd buy an owner's policy. And so a lot of times people would just get the abstract and then they wouldn't buy the owner's policy. Well, the abstract really is no different than a title opinion. It's just a document that records everything that happened on the property.
Whether it was recorded properly or improperly, correct? Right,
exactly. Right. And now abstracts are obsolete. They exist and we will hand them over at the closing table, but we don't use them as examiners or title companies anymore. But a good example of something that just happened. I just closed last week a transaction where I have a seller who is paying $5,000 into escrow and paying over $2,500 to have a quiet title action done because he didn't buy an owner's policy. Hmm. And it's because there was somebody who did not deed out of the property back when he closed it in 1990. And it was that person died later in 1999.
Is that the dead lady?
Yep.
Yeah.
So now she can't deed out. Sometimes these are the situations where we will go find somebody and track them down and say, you did not deed out of this property in 1999. Can you sign this deed today? And that's kind of the behind the scenes stuff that we do. But this couldn't happen. This woman died 18 years ago.
Right.
So, now there's nothing he can do other than either probate her estate or pay for a quiet title action. Quiet title action is easily going to be $2,500, if not more. So we hold $5,000 in escrow. Now, this guy could have bought an owner's policy at closing, and it would have been a few $100.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and I think that's where it gets missed. Is this something that will help you sell your house? Mm-hmm. This is not just, do I need this to buy it? No, it's really more I need it to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You actually use the owner's policy a lot more when you sell the house than you do when you buy it.
Right. How often do you see claims?
I will tell you that in title insurance, we pass letter of indemnities from title company to title company all the time. I mean, it's a very regular occurrence. And if you don't have an owner's policy, you're not getting a letter of indemnity. Your seller has to clear their own title.
Mm.
So, and the letter of indemnity, the most common reason we use one is for a mortgage that was paid off at closing. And is not satisfied. So the mortgage lender did not satisfy it properly at the county. And if they don't satisfy it properly at the county, then you're stuck with a mortgage. Yeah.
Well, you just segued into my next point, which is talking about mortgage satisfactions, that tends to be a big thing that, mm-hmm. that comes up a lot within like you were saying as we were putting together this show, the just because you pay it off doesn't mean it's satisfied.
No.
So if the lender sends you a paid in full note saying your loan's paid in full, you keep that as long as you live in that house where it's readily accessible.
That's really, in my opinion, as important as having a title.
Yes.
Because those letters, they issue them, but they might not file them.
Yeah.
Or have the mortgage company's gone out of business, and then you can't find that record again.
Or they've been merged with somebody else.
Ah.
Yep, you see a lot of merged lenders who have been bought out by Wells Fargo or Bank of America or Countrywide or whoever is in existence anymore. I don't know. But that, you know, whoever took over that mortgage from that lender who you paid off, you know, 15 years ago needs to satisfy it. Well, that takes a long time for them to research.
Right.
So if you need to close and you have an owner's policy, we can issue a letter of indemnity that says, yes, we took care of this. Yes, we'll resolve this. You can go ahead and close. You're protected.
Yeah. And something that might not ever be known about at the time you bought it.
Yep.
You know,
or it could be your seller's payoff. So the payoff happened at your closing. You're still protected because this happened from the time you bought it before. So it's still, if it's your seller's mortgage.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're the buy side and you got the sell side. When that payoff happens at the time of that purchase, when you go to sell it, it's covering their payoff.
It's covering their payoff too. So,
sometimes it's a previous, previous.
See, I'm learning things.
Yep. So that's going to, your owner's policy is going to protect you from anything that happened at that closing and before.
Mm-hmm. You had brought up regarding the clearing title and with the mortgage satisfaction that these notes stay on 15 years, were you saying, whenever
the
end?
Maturity date of the mortgage. So if I take out a 30-year mortgage in 2000, then I might pay off my mortgage in 2010, but my mortgage doesn't actually mature until 2030. So even if I pay it off early, it's going to stay on the title to that property until 2045 because you have 15 years after the date of maturity for that mortgage to be considered no longer an issue on title.
Okay. So is that something where it's up to you to get that removed as a title company?
So that's if
it's floating out there?
Stuff. Yep. Okay. We'll look at a title and we'll say, okay, this mortgage was taken out by a prior fee owner and clearly it's not our seller, so we need to get a satisfaction. So then we will look into who that bank merged with, who has the right to satisfy that, send them documentation showing that this
What is the maturity date of it?
Yep.
And how long are we into past the maturity date, can we, you know, look that over for like, does it have 2 years left on the, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
obviously the title insurance seems like a no-brainer out there. And for the cost, you know, it's not worth the risk, you know, I think at all. Especially if you're saying that, you know, this stuff is happening all the time. I didn't even realize it happens as often as it does.
quite often. We just, you know, we don't involve anybody unless we
really
need to.
Have to.
So a lot of times we do stuff and nobody really knows we're doing
it. See, now I have a new answer to bring to my clients when they ask, how often do you see something come up? I always looked at it from the perspective of, you know, here was Uncle Henry, who was a quarter owner who never signed, kind of scenario.
Yeah, you know? You got those too.
So you know, one of the things that you know, a lot of people don't realize, and it's kind of state to state, is in Minnesota, it takes one person to buy a house, but it takes two people to sell it, and that can cause a lot of issues.
What issues can it cause?
Well, people can buy properties without their wives knowing or husbands knowing. But, you know, where I see the issue more often is with the sale. That, you know, somebody will be like, well, we had a prenuptial or something like that. You know, how does something like that even work? Can you void in Minnesota, even if you have a prenuptial agreement?
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nope, there is absolutely nothing that voids your marital interest. So Minnesota is what's called a marital interest state, which means that your spouse basically has to agree to the sale. And so in order for them to prove that your spouse agrees to the sale, they have to sign the deed to transfer the property.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to sign that. There's maybe a couple other documents that they have to sign to sell. But to mortgage a property, you do have to sign other than your purchase, when you take out that initial mortgage. But if you do a refinance on the property, then they do have to sign additional documents as well, just to acknowledge that they agree to this happening to this property.
So nothing's done behind their back.
Mm-hmm.
And does it even get that far before they have to sign? They have to sign the purchase agreement, too,
don't
they?
Well, they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Or not necessarily.
You know,
I mean, we just dealt with one.
Say, yeah, you know, technically, that is something that I don't really want to answer completely because that's something that is more so protecting you as an agent. So
gotcha.
As far as legally, I don't think it's anything that we legally have to know is done. It protects you as an agent to make sure that that seller's spouse is involved.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's you know, you're supposed to have the contract signed by both the parties mm-hmm. of the sale. But recently, we dealt with one where I was representing the buyer, but the seller was getting divorced and said that they had everything they needed mm-hmm. When in fact they didn't. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get into the fun stories of divorce when we come back here. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Check us out online, housegeeks.com. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in. Bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Hi, Matt McNeil from AM 950. I bought my newest Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota in July, and I'm so in love with it. It's comfortable if I'm running the kids to activities or on a longer road trip. It's safe with backup cameras, blind spot protection, and the safety features Toyotas are known for. And it's fun with the bells and whistles, EcoDrive, sunroof, and so much more. I love my new Rudy Luther Toyota Sienna. Stop into Rudy Luther and test drive one yourself at 394 and 169, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis.
Attention real estate agents and homeowners. Did you know that even in a strong market, you can increase your sale price and shorten your time on the market? Check out Summit Staging today and see how many of their staged listings sell for thousands of dollars more than the other comparable homes in the area. With a pay only if it sells pricing, you have nothing to lose. Visit them online at summitstagingllc.com. That's summitstagingllc.com.
It may seem odd to be thinking about air conditioners in Minnesota in March, but it is better than waiting until the middle of July when you can fry a steak on your sidewalk. Fortunately, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is offering $1,000 or more off high-efficiency air conditioners until March 30th. Save money and spend the summer in cool and relaxing comfort. Visit standardheating.com for details and come visit us at the Minneapolis Home and Garden Show. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
Real estate is one of the biggest financial transactions most people ever make, so keep informed. Tune in each week as Bricks Real Estate presents the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, Sundays starting at noon. Kirk Duckwall, Chad Vandelot, and Brian Durham, the House Geeks, will keep you up to date with industry-leading guests, stats, and local market trends. Again, you can catch them Sundays starting at noon on this station or online anytime through the House Geeks Facebook page.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. Have in studio with us today April Bryan and Heather Carey from Network Title. Thank you again for coming in and talking to us about title.
No problem.
You know, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, it's one of those things that tends to get overlooked, but I think that last segment really clarified as to how important it actually is to... Now I see you making fun of my handwriting. Can you not read it at all?
No, that last one, I have no clue what that says.
It's Kirk hand.
Oh, got it.
Special
So, yeah, today talking about, you know, some of the things that why it's so important to pick a good title company and some of the issues that we see. Left off talking about a seller. So I was working with the buy side of the transaction. The sell side was a lady selling it, and said she's divorced and had everything that she needed. So everybody in the process thought everything was fine. And then it ends up you guys catching that the quit claim deed that was signed was signed prior to the divorce, which in state of Minnesota, as we discussed in the last segment, that doesn't do you any good.
No, a quit claim deed, if you're in title and you're not divorced yet, but you're anticipating divorce and you go and you sign a quit claim deed and you record it on the property, all it's doing is getting rid of your fee interest, which means that your financial interest in that property is no longer there. It does not get rid of your state of Minnesota marital interest. So you still have to sign another quit claim deed when you sell, unless the divorce decree specifically
transfers that.
You are
still married until that divorce decree is signed off by the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so this created, a couple weeks worth of headaches, with the seller who didn't want to talk to the ex-husband.
Mm-hmm. If there's any contention.
Oh, like, why do I need to do this? I signed a quit claim. He doesn't need to. Well, no, you do, and that's just a requirement.
And some ex-spouses see the dollar sign. Some see the, let's just put the knife in and turn it a little deeper. I mean, there's a lot of things that come up with divorce that can delay a closing.
And even the attorneys, depending on what type of attorney you have, in drafting your divorce decree or giving advice can make things even more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We've seen our fair share of attorneys making things more difficult in this world. Talking about divorce, tends to be one of the biggest contention points
topic,
with.
Isn't it?
Yes. Hey, well, last week we had death. So,
okay. So this is one step. Up or down, I don't know.
Depends who you talk to.
So, talking about divorce, you were mentioning cultural marriage.
Oh, yes.
And how this can be a big, big problem in transfer of real estate.
Yeah, so recently, I think, we've seen a lot more where you'll get a title to a property, you'll get the title commitment, and on it, it'll say, John Doe and Jane Doe took this mortgage out in 1999 and they were husband and wife. Now we're going to sell the property and John Doe and Jane Doe are no longer married. And so we ask them, well, we need a divorce decree. And they say, well, we were never legally married. It was a cultural marriage. This person's off in India now. And I haven't talked to him in 10 years. Well, I can't file a divorce and satisfy that title issue because divorce never existed.
Yeah.
So if you go to your lender and you have a cultural marriage, you do not want to acknowledge that marriage on your mortgage document.
Yeah, you've made it very, very hard to sell.
Very hard to clear title because I can't clear title with a divorce that doesn't exist.
Or a marriage that didn't happen.
Really, yes. Actually exist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so make sure you're legally married.
Make sure you're legally married.
If you're going to take out a mortgage.
If you are going to take out a mortgage or put your name on anything that has to do with your property as husband and wife, make sure you're husband and wife.
Not to put you on the spot, any other good divorce title issues that you've ever come across?
Oh, gosh.
Well, what the one where the, well, it's kind of the same scenario you said. They are married. The wife is down in Mexico. And the ex-husband, they're not quite sure where he is, somewhere actually in the southern hemisphere. So we're trying to clear the title on getting his interest taken care of.
Is that a current one?
Is that a quiet title kind of? Yeah, you got
to
do that.
It tends to be a quiet title action. I've got one now that is another similar situation. This one closed almost a year ago, and I still do not have clear title. It closed and we closed holding an escrow. That was the only way we were able to get it done. But again, some spouse that nobody's seen in 15 years and we have to do a quiet title action and it's been ongoing because of some cooperation on the seller's behalf. So it's not normally that long that it takes. But, in this situation, it's taking that long just because nobody can reach this guy. So
right.
We've got to do a quiet title action. She's got to pay thousands of dollars to get her title clear. So.
Yeah. keep track of this stuff.
If you get divorced, talk to a title company after you get divorced and just say, hey, what do I need to do?
Or maybe before.
Yes.
Yeah. And then follow those steps.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Before and after.
Yes. Got a couple minutes left. Pre-signing and remote signing. You know, going back to the services that you guys offer and what I see differences between title companies, you know, the ability to have somebody meet somebody out at their work to get paperwork signed, mm-hmm. or to go out, whatever the situation might be, meet them at a coffee shop as they're on their way home to pick up their kids, that I've come across other title companies that, you know, maybe only have one or two people that are working there, and they just don't have that ability, which I think is a great asset. And pre-signing is one of these things that people take advantage of. Either they come in early or you meet and mm-hmm. do it somewhere else early. What is it that, you know, people need to know about pre-signing? And you have 2 minutes.
We live in a culture of convenience, so pre-signing is far more common now than it used to be. But basically, my biggest suggestion with pre-signing is, number one, make sure you have a power of attorney that's available at closing if you are not available to attend closing.
I will raise my hand because it tends that I've gotten to be power of attorney quite often.
Quite a bit of agents will let you be the power of or will allow you to give them power of attorney. Usually it's only a few documents that they're signing for you at closing.
Right, nothing's usually changing.
And you can review them before. Just make sure that, you know, you've got somebody who can do that. And I usually recommend, you know, pre-signing maybe a couple days before closing rather than a couple weeks before closing.
Right.
Because a lot can change.
You do get changes. And, you know, one of the things before we wrap up, for people to keep in their expectations, a lot of people expect, oh, hey, we've accepted a purchase agreement. We've cleared inspection. Okay, what do I need to bring to closing? How much money? And, you know, a lot of that doesn't get figured out until maybe a week and a half beforehand, because we got to make sure we're hitting that closing mm-hmm. date. And the amount of work that goes into actually putting those numbers together mm-hmm. and coordinating between the two sides, you know, don't expect to have the final numbers until a few days out prior to closing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So usually between 3 and 5 days.
Yeah.
Before closing.
So, keep that in mind as you're approaching your closing date. All right. If you have any questions for us after the show, you can give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Check us out online at housegeeks.com. Thank you again, April and Heather, for coming in with Network Title today to go over some of what is so important.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
All right. We'll be back again next week.